Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Official government statistics record only the number of people killed during these big hurricanes or tropical cyclones, and usually those direct deaths, which averaged 24 per storm, but now are at least 200 above that because of Hurricane Helene. Some occur through drowning or other types of trauma. But what they have found in this new study that was published last week is that people are dying earlier than they would have if the storm hadn't hit their community. Not immediately, but within the 10, 15, 20 years that follow. The study was based on analysis of data from 501 tropical cyclones that hit the Atlantic and Gulf coasts from about 1930 to 2015, and they looked at mortality rates for various populations within each state just before and after each cyclone. And after each storm, there's a surge of additional mortality in a state that's been impacted that hasn't, up until this study, been documented or shown to be in existence in any way. So researchers have just looked at these cyclone-related deaths that tend to be much higher in places that historically have experienced fewer hurricanes. I don't think a lot of people in Asheville were well-versed in what they were going to be dealing with. And one of those people is on the phone right now, Jeanette Montenegro. Are you hanging in there today?
Today's been one of the hardest days, actually, but yeah. We've been hanging in because we've been real busy shoveling mud and getting the place cleaned up.
So you own the Asheville Cotton Mill, and that is a very historic building. You're in the Arts District. I think most of us are somewhat aware of that area. Many people have visited, and tell us how your shop and all of your fellow artisans and shop owners in that area are coping and what you're dealing with. So you're shoveling mud today. Could anything be recovered?
Not on the first floor. The entire first floor of the building, which consisted of the Asheville Guitar Bar, Mark and Julia from the Guitar Bar, musicians and both artists, and then they had like a little art studio next to the Guitar Bar. My other tenant is Kismet Yoga Wear, and she lost everything, including big machinery that she uses to produce her clothing. And then we had my son's food truck, which was the only authentic Cuban food in Asheville. And he had the food truck parked outside, and then he had a bar on the inside the building. So those three businesses are completely devastated.
We understand that. It's been very hard to reach people in the mountains as well to get them what they need. What is your opinion of the disaster relief efforts? Because so many people are using it as a political football for political gain. And what do you see on the ground? Has help been available?
Well, here, being at the building, it almost feels like you're in a war zone with so many military helicopters flying overhead. So the assistance is here. It's just a lot. I mean, I have markers in front of my building from the 1916 flood, and this is about 4 to 5 feet over that. You're talking about big swaths of areas that are not easily reachable. You have areas where there were mudslides where, unfortunately, they can't just dig into it because there are bodies in there. So it's been hard to get to certain areas, but the help is here. I mean, we've had people walking up to our building every day since Monday with gloves and boots and saying, how do we help? We had the city come through. People come and drop us off contractor bags and PPE masks and supplies. We had the health department here today. You know, we also have to realize that all of our first responders here in Asheville, all of our city personnel in the county, they're dealing with the same things we are. Mm-hmm. No one has water. a lot of people, including us, still do not have power. So it's a lot. It's two rivers that met and overflowed, and you know the amount of water that came through was just unimaginable.
And are most people relying on Starlink? I understand that's become available so that people can at least communicate.
Yes, the first couple of days were hard to communicate. Some of the cell phone companies came in with trucks with cell service. And then certain people have come in with Starlink and set up, like, areas. The first couple of days, you would see people, like, sitting outside the fire department or the police department to get Wi-Fi access. But, you know, I wish there was more Starlink, you know, in the area, but it has been in certain parts. People have set up their own Starlink stations.
And I can imagine that people are just dealing with crisis after crisis and trying to manage the trauma that has overwhelmed them.
Yeah, our biggest crisis a minute ago was running out of contractor bags. And my son was in the process of purchasing a home, and the builder texted me and said, "Do you all need anything?" And I said, "Oh, we're about to run out of contractor bags, and I have a lot of volunteers here helping." And he just showed up with two boxes of contractor bags.
It really is a point where it's a point where you realize that, you know, good people outnumber evil people.
Absolutely. The humanity that we have witnessed. I mean, my son has a lot of loyal customers, and they will come here and, you know, drink their little Cuban cafecito every morning. And they've been here. They've been here bringing supplies. They've been here shoveling mud and ripping down dry wood and throwing out, you know, food. It's been amazing how this community has come together.
And so what about the people in the mountains? We understand that there are people that live remote and the mudslides have been horrific. Have people been able to get to them and get them what they need?
Yeah, there's definitely helicopter from my understanding, and I'm here at the building working every day. But from what, you know, friends that have come by, and we actually had the police come by yesterday with drones, and then they were sweeping the area, which is very scary to see, with cadaver dogs. And I was speaking to some of the firemen that were on site with the police, and they've been out rescuing people and getting to people with four-wheelers, with mules. There's this chain of mules going up the mountain getting supplies to the people that have been harder to reach. But I'm originally from Miami, Florida. I'm used to hurricanes. I'm used to water rescues, but here in the mountains, first of all, you don't know which way the water is going to go. This river completely diverted probably about two square blocks. The river was flowing away from where the river actually is.
Mm. Well, look.
So no one had any idea where the water was going to go and that there was going to be this much water.
You are in our prayers. We are encouraging our audience to give. We've got a donate button on the front of the WGNradio.com page, and we wish you well in your continued efforts, Jeanette. We pray that you and your family will continue to be safe.
Thank you. Our son does have a GoFundMe page set up. It's Guajiro AVL, Guajiro AVL. You can go on his Instagram, and any penny helps. Yesterday was their two-year anniversary. They had a big party planned to celebrate with all of their customers. And yesterday was the day that we were able to tow their food truck out of the neighbor's house, the neighbor's, you know, land, and have it brought back over. And it's just a total loss.
Hang in there. Hang in there. That is Jeanette. She is the owner of the cotton mill. It's like an artistic studio in Asheville. Again, the Red Cross needs your donations, WGNradio.com. The donate button is right on the front page.